Hi, it's Paul Hurst here. We're in Rochdale today with a Key 103 media bus, and I'm joined by Simon Danchuk, who's the MP for Rochdale.
Good to be here.
Great to have you on the bus today, Simon. Yeah. Obviously, the focus of today's visit to Rochdale is to encourage people to sign up to the electoral register.
Yes.
And encourage people to have the vote, essentially.
Yeah. That's right.
Can you tell me why you think people should be signing up to vote?
Yeah, I go around knocking on doors all the time across Rochdale, meeting people, talking about politics. Some are interested, some aren't interested, and it's one of the things in my job is to try and get people interested in politics. But the first thing to say is you can't do anything unless you're registered. So even if you want to vote, or whether you don't want to vote, you don't have the choice if you're not on the register. So the first thing I would say to people is get on the register, and then you've at least an opportunity to vote, even if you decide not to. Get on the register. And the other thing I would say is it helps you in terms of credit ratings, in terms of your standing financially. It's important that you're on the register, because you can show that you're in a stable situation.
Now, you've mentioned though that some people aren't aware of voting in general.
Yeah.
Do you find that people are quite apathetic when it comes to politics, or are people up for it? Do they, you know, want to get involved?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. When you go out knocking on doors like I do, you meet people and their initial response is, I don't do politics. But spend a few seconds talking to them, asking them what's important to them, what they're not happy with in terms of their local community, if it's local politics, or what they're not happy with nationally. And they're quickly identifying things, issues that are political, whether it be the difficulty finding employment or a decent job, the amount of money that they're paid in terms of wages, what the minimum wage is, what they think of, payday loan companies, through to, you know, how they think the local leisure service is run. So people are really interested in politics. It's just that they don't always label it as politics. I think that's the difference.
So do you think there's a disconnect there between the political process and, let's say, young people in general? Because a lot of young people, they just don't get it, do they? For some reason, they're not engaging politically with politicians in general.
No, they're not always. And I know that people, you know, young people especially, see lots of politicians in suits and don't really, as you say, relate to that. But having said that, people are bright as well. They do know what's going on around them, and they do take an interest. It's down to politicians to engage them more, but it's also down to radio stations like yours, and that's why I'm pleased to see that you're in Rochdale, because you're out there getting in people's faces, engaging with them, trying to have a conversation about the importance of being registered, and that has to be commended. That's got to be welcomed. There's got to be lots of different ways of engaging people in taking an interest in politics.
And what advice would you give to young people when it comes to actually finding out who to vote for? So once they've registered, then comes another question altogether, who to vote for?
That's right, that's a really good point. I mean, the first thing is get registered, then you've got a choice of who you want to vote for. And I would say, whatever you do, try and use your vote once you've got on that register. Do try and use your vote. You won't find a political party that suits your views, your beliefs 100%, else you'd have to design the party yourself, you know. But go for the party that's the nearest one to what you believe in, and scout around on the internet, or look at leaflets that might come through your door. Try and meet up with politicians, local politicians, Labour, Liberal, Conservative, whatever they might be. Try and get a view, go on the internet, see what they're talking about, see what their views are, then support or vote for the party that is closest to what you think you believe in.
Finally, Simon, I can't leave the interview without asking you how you got into politics. Is it something you've always been interested in, or is it something that an interest that you've developed, you know, in later life?
Some people in politics have had it sort of bred into them through their family, and I'm not one of those people. Except to say that my grandma used to speak a lot about politics, but we weren't members of any political party or anything. But she got me reading some books, very much George Orwell, who's a well-known author, wrote a lot about politics. I started reading that sort of stuff when I were in my teens, and that got me hooked on wanting to do more in terms of politics. So that's what engaged me in politics in the first place, yeah.
And it must be very satisfying then to be an MP now, where you can actually, you know, make a difference.
Yeah, it's a great privilege being a Member of Parliament, because you represent some, in my case, 78,000 people across Rochdale, and I try and help them. You know, whatever, you know, I have a weekly surgery, people come and bring me their problems, and I make representations in Parliament and try and improve legislation so we can have a better community and a better society.
someone, well, hopefully this will encourage more people to register. Maybe you could do us a favour and just tell us, if people did want to register, how about could they go about registering?
Yeah, well, the simplest and easiest way of doing it is quite simply to visit the website reasonstoregister.co.uk. Have a look at that website and register so that you can vote in future.
Simon, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.